Now, we're all being asked to lower our carbon footprint, and one area where you think this will be nearly impossible is the world of Formula One racing. But scientists are now working on a way to reduce the damage that results from this sport. So we sent our own Meera Sinthalingam along to the Science Museum to find out how.
Everything you hear about these days has a green or eco-friendly statement attached to it, and cars are bang in the middle of it all. I'm sure you've probably heard of biofuels, but how exactly do these benefit the environment? Biofuels, like bioethanol and biodiesel, are a whole new type of fuel that run cleaner and save those precious fossil fuels. When we burn fossil fuels, we release carbon dioxide and increase its concentration in the atmosphere. But biofuels are made from plant sources, and as plants absorb CO2 from the atmosphere to photosynthesize, the CO2 released from burning plants in the form of biofuels doesn't produce a net gain in atmospheric carbon dioxide in the same way that fossil fuels do. But the image of eco-friendly doesn't really put them in the same league as a Ferrari or a Porsche, does it? Well, not anymore, because a group of scientists at the University of Warwick have set out to do just that. They plan to get eco-friendly cars not only into this league, but make them better than those flash, midlife crisis, bank-breaking beasts, and get them into the world of Formula One. The team recently displayed their results at the Science Museum in London, so I went along and had a chat with Ben Woods, research engineer on the Warwick team.
The bodywork's made from hemp, or marijuana as some people know the plant as, and it's held together with a resin made from plant oils. The tyres are made from about 1.5% potato starch, which replaces some of the fossil fuels and nasty bits and pieces that go into a normal tyre compound. We've got cashew nut brake pads, believe it or not. They're made from cashew nut shells and various other bits and pieces. Then we have bioethanol fuel made from wheat and oil made from plant oils. Again, it's completely biodegradable.
So is this total car biodegradable?
We think between 90 and 95% either biodegradable or recyclable. Some of the metal components are recyclable, but we can't replace those for safety reasons with environmentally friendly materials. We basically wanted to show that racing cars can have a conscience. You can have an environmentally friendly car that is good to drive and that is nice and fun, because quite often the misconception is that they have to be slow and boring. So we've got a car here that has a better power-to-weight ratio than a Ferrari Enzo.
Are you going to be racing this? What are you going to be racing it in?
We're a bit of a victim of our own success in that this is the only car of its type in the world, so it's very difficult for us to race anything. But we've got Eco One Squared in the pipeline, which is the slightly twee name for the second generation of this car. That's going to be a Formula 2000 chassis. And basically, we'll be hoping to race that using a biodiesel-powered engine.
So could I just ask, how fast does this vehicle actually go?
Sure. Well, Eco One will hit 60 miles an hour from a standing start in about 3 seconds, has a top speed of between 140 and 150 miles an hour.
That's impressive. Are you looking to expand that for your squared version?
Well, that car will actually have downforce. It'll have big wings like a Formula One car, so we're hoping it will be a bit more stable around the fast corners. I've only taken it up to this car up to about 120 at the moment through fear.
What do you think, I mean, the future just for, say, more everyday cars is?
Well, we'd like to think that a lot of the technologies and the materials that we've used can be carried over to the mainstream automotive industry, such as the tyres, the oils, the fuel and the brake pads. The body panels can be carried over into other forms of motorsport, and it's excellent doing an event like this because it means that we can enlighten people about the materials and technologies that are available to them.
So you're out to just prove that eco-friendly cars just don't have to be slow and boring?
Absolutely right, yeah.
So there you have it. The must-have vehicle of the moment isn't a gas-guzzling Chelsea tractor, but an emission-reducing, eco-friendly car. Soon, you could see Lewis Hamilton racing around the track in potatoes and hemp. Just wait and see.
So, naught to the mortuary in about 10 seconds. That was Meera, who was talking to Ben Woods about making Formula One go greener.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.
This is the Naked Scientist, Dr. Chris and Dr. Dave.